This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he's grateful to President Biden for passing the torch in the presidential race. Bennett was the first U.S. senator to say publicly that Biden could not win re-election.
I was worried before that we were going to face a landslide loss, not just of the presidency, but of the Senate and of the House. I think our odds are better.
Better with Vice President Kamala Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket. Bennett has endorsed Harris, and our conversation with Senator Bennett continues on Colorado Matters at 9. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston talked about how Denver's doing yesterday. It was the mayor's first State of the City address.
Finding a way to reverse the economic impacts of a global pandemic on a city center is hard. Living on the streets in a tent in a Denver winter is hard. Leaving everything you have and walking 3,000 miles to a future that is unknown is hard. And finding the resources and strategies to bring on enough housing to keep a growing city affordable is hard. But if there is one thing we've learned in the past year, it is that the single hardest problem we will ever face is the belief that we can't solve these problems at all. Once we have defeated that, anything is possible.
Mayor Johnston used the speech to push an affordable housing program that voters will decide on in November. Democratic state lawmakers want to revive a bill that failed in the last legislative session. The bill has protections for people who report police misconduct. In the last session, some who voted against it said it came too late in the session. A church in Castle Rock is suing the town after being told the RVs it's been using for temporary homeless shelters violate local zoning rules. The Rock Church, on the western edge of Castle Rock, has been using two RVs to shelter the unhoused since 2018. A statement from the city says it's defending the right of communities to set zoning standards. The church argues the RV shelter program falls under its constitutional rights of free religious expression. This is CPR News.